7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode. And before we get to everything, I do want to tell you guys about the free jersey autographed giveaway that we are doing. Le'Veon Bell signed autographed jersey. And all you guys got to do is send in your fantasy football questions. Hit us up on Twitter, our email, or Facebook. Submit your questions. Make sure that you give us your name, your address, phone number, so we can contact you if you have won. And if not, then we can just go ahead and reach back out to you. So, again, please check out our buddies on their websites, CleatGeeks.com, and our other buddies, DraftingSleepers.com. We're on both of those, and on Drafting Sleepers, we're talking about sleepers that you'd be looking in your drafts. Obviously, drafts are over, but we're also still on there talking about fantasy football in general. So do yourselves a favor and check out those.
We are going to go on to our fantasy forecast position-wise. For week number three in the NFL, we are starting off with quarterback, and we are also going off of fantasypros.com and kind of giving you guys our rankings compared to their rankings and telling you who what we agree with and what we don't agree with. So, number one on the list, Aaron Rodgers against the Bengals. Number two, Tom Brady against the Houston Texans. Number three, Matt Ryan versus the Lions. Number four, Derek Carr at the Washington Redskins. Thoughts?
Listen, Aaron came out last week, and he got hit harder than he'd been hit in years since Shea McClellan knocked him out for multiple weeks years back. He got beat up, and they lost. That's okay. This week, they get to play the Cincinnati Bengals, who suck. They are hot garbage. Aaron Rodgers at home. I guess it's easy to go with the number one quarterback, but that's who I'm taking. I'm taking him above Brady. I'm taking him above Matty Ice. I love Aaron Rodgers this week.
If Jordy Nelson is out this week, Tim, would you still have Aaron as your number one QB?
Absolutely. He's going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder. At home, very upset after losing once again to the Atlanta Falcons.
After week one, I really thought that Tom Brady was the NFL's version of the couch, you know, an old has-been who doesn't have it anymore, who still thinks he deserves to be playing. But he showed last week that he is still here. He is still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think he's going to do that this week again against Houston. Yeah, Houston can get after the quarterback. J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney have been successful facing Brady in the past. They're missing, most likely the Houston Texans will be missing two starting corners. It's going to be tough for them to cover anyone. If they do not get after Brady and hit him and make his life miserable early, it's going to be a long day for them. I like Brady a lot this week.
Brady one day will be a has-been, Tom, but he never will be a never-has, never-will-be like the couch. So he's all right in my book.
Tom, I agree with you. Tom Brady is going to be the guy this week. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. At all this week without a Jordy Nelson. Really?
that's you stroking Tom Brady's dick.
We need a video.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers without a Jordy Nelson is going to be the Aaron Rodgers that we've seen over and over again. That's my biggest thing. I think Tom Brady, he had a huge game last week. He's going to have a huge game this week, and I'm going to be a happy person because I have him in three leagues. So if you have Tom Brady, feel very happy about it. Matt Ryan being at number three and Derek Carr being at four. Thoughts on those?
I don't like Ryan at three. I think he's going to have a little bit of a tough day ahead of him. I like Derek Carr actually up one spot at three. Washington secondary can be lax at times. You saw Jared Goff be successful against them. Derek Carr is a much better quarterback with much better weapons, a much more complete offense with a solid offensive line. I love Derek Carr at three.
I agree.
Any more questions there? You Tom Brady stroking son of a bitch?
No.
Okay.
Next up, number five, we have Drew Brees. Number six, Matthew Stafford. Did you guys see that he called an audible at the line, and it was Kershaw?
Kershaw.
And nobody is going to explain what it is. They keep asking him over and over again.
Of course they won't. Why would they? It's probably going to stay in their game plan.
Next, number 7, Cam Newton. Number 8, Ben Roethlisberger. I'm just going to bring it all the way to 10. 9, Kirk Cousins. 10, Russell Wilson.
Out of this group, my favorite play might be Kirk Cousins. I think he's going to be a guy that I'm going to be rolling with in a lot of daily leagues. You know, Kirk Cousins, he's been notorious for starting slow. Last 3 seasons, his first few games have been rough. He's had a rough time fantasy-wise this year. As the season gets going, though, he's going to get hotter. I think this is going to be an opportunity for him and the Redskins to try to prove a point on Sunday Night Football against the Raiders. Raiders don't have the greatest secondary in the world. I think Cousins is going to be able to do some damage.
I like Drew Brees and I like Cam Newton, but I love Ben Roethlisberger. He will be a top 5 quarterback. But Tim, Ben Roethlisberger is not the same outside when he's not at home. I know. Doesn't matter. He's going to go into Chicago, the very worst team in the NFL right now, and throw 4 touchdowns or more.
I honestly really like Matthew Stafford this week. As much as we've seen Atlanta's defense tear apart Aaron Rodgers last week, I think without Vic Beasley, if he's out this game, which
is
very
he's out a month.
He's out. Yep.
Oh, so Vic Beasley being out, we saw the difference when Vic Beasley went out of that game and what Aaron Rodgers was able to do. They did. The only thing is with Atlanta's defense, which is very, very impressive, they pretty much did man coverage that whole game, and it was very impressive. And I just think with Vic Beasley being out, I think it's going to be just a different type of defense that we're normally used to seeing with the Atlanta Falcons. And I think Matthew Stafford will be able to pick some of his spots. So I like Matthew Stafford this week.
They went Oppo Nitro. They went Turbo, actually. Yeah. Man only.
Nitro's terrible. Number 11, Phillip Rivers. Number 12, Jameis Winston. Number 13, Marcus Mariota. Number 14, Jay Cutler. And number 15, Dak Prescott.
I like Pitt Rivers this week facing Kansas City. Yeah, Kansas City, they've got a good defense, but teams have been able to pass against them. Carson Wentz, he kind of lit him up last week. Over 300 yards in that game, 2 touchdowns. I think Pitt Rivers can do the same. And we saw last week with a healthy Keenan Allen that he can move the football. He's going to need to be more efficient in the red zone, but with them pretty much stopping to use Antonio Gates and using Hunter Henry, it's the right call. I think the Los Angeles Chargers are in for a big week this week.
Jay, don't call me a broadcaster. Cutler is my guy. He will be a top 10 quarterback this week against the New York Jets. I don't know what else to say. I think the Dolphins are going to look very, very good. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of upset with how great Tony Romo has been in the booth. It would have been perfect to have Jay Cutler be so terrible in the booth. We would have had both ends of it. A little bit disappointed we didn't get to see that. But instead, Jay Cutler leading Miami.
I like Carson Wentz this week against the Giants. Giants defense has not looked great at all. And if Jenkins is out again this week, then we'll see Carson Wentz throw the ball like crazy against the Giants. Anybody outside of that, number 16... Or where do we go up to? Yes, up to 16. Anybody outside of that you like in the top 12? Or would you keep kind of those numbers where they're at?
I wouldn't be starting anyone else, really, above the top 16.
If I had to pick one, I would go on another flyer, like I said before, Jacoby Brissett, just against Cleveland. I like the matchup there. But, no, most of the time I would, you know, kind of just stick with that top 16.
Out of the top 12, any of those guys outside of that, so between 13 and 16 there, would you flip in there inside your top 12?
Yeah, like I said, give me Jay Cutler. Give me Jay Cutler all day long.
Yeah, I would not put Jay Cutler in there. I think I think the game flow in this game, just like the Raiders game last week, they're going to be able to run the football. So I don't think Cutler's going to have to throw for a ton of yards. I don't think he'll throw over 300 yards. 3 touchdowns. I could see Jay Ajayi having more rushing yards than Cutler has passing yards in that game.
How many touchdowns did Derek Carr throw in that game?
3.
Okay. It's more than enough to, if Jay Cutler throws 3 touchdowns, he'll be in good shape.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Who do you guys have as the highest scoring quarterback in fantasy this week and the lowest scoring quarterback in fantasy this week?
Tom Brady, the highest, the lowest, Mitchell Trubisky. He's going to have one series and throw a pick.
Wow,
that's so negative 0.4 points.
More like starter wise, now.
Yeah.
Mike Glennon.
I'll go Aaron Rodgers as the top scorer and actual starters that you will be playing. I'll say that Russell Wilson will be the lowest scoring quarterback.
I am going to go with Matthew Stafford. I'm going to go with Stafford, my highest rated quarterback, and my lowest. Man, I really want to go Kirk Cousins, but Oakland's been giving up some points. I'm going to go with Jay Cutler as my lowest. I don't care if it's against the Jets. It doesn't bother me one bit.
My name's Josh. I'm smarter than everyone.
Let's go on to the running back portion that we have here. And again, this is all PPR scoring. So running backs-wise, number one on the list, Le'Veon Bell. Number two, Jay Ajayi. Number three, Kareem Hunt. Number four, Ezekiel Elliott. Number five, Todd Gurley. I can tell you already, number two is way too high.
I think Le'Veon Bell has to have a Le'Veon Bell week this week. You know, it's kind of taken a while to get back into that old groove, but I was expecting it personally. You know, he missed all the training camp, didn't play in the preseason with his little holdout. I'm expecting big things for Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, it's going to be a tough field to play on there in Chicago. They really don't take care of their field. They try to hurt other players and just have the worst field
conditions. They just walk around with nails and just dump them out all across the field.
It's a terrible field.
It's awful.
Le'Veon Bell is going to get work done this week and be the number one running back.
I was about to say something inappropriate, so... Their field is just god awful. Listen, I predicted last week that Todd Gurley would blow up and be one of the very best running backs in fantasy football, and I was correct. JJ is going to have that week, 200 yards rushing. It's going to happen, Josh. Get over it. Mark it down. And when it happens, I will laugh at you.
No. Ezekiel Elliott will be the number one running back on my list this week. I think he should be at number one here. Facing the Arizona Cardinals, I just feel like they need to get back to basics, Dallas Cowboys-wise, use Ezekiel Elliott for what he's there for, and that is to run the ball, and run the ball a lot. So definitely need to use Ezekiel Elliott more. Going on, number six, Deonta Freeman. Number seven, Ty Montgomery. Number eight, Melvin Gordon. Number nine, LeSean McCoy. Number 10, the great C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson, I like the matchup against Buffalo. Trevor Siemian obviously had a big week last week, but they're going to want to keep the pressure off of him, let C.J. Anderson slow the game down, and then let Siemian, you know, pick the Buffalo secondary apart as the game goes on.
Give me Ty Montgomery. He hasn't been the most efficient running back, but he is the guy in one of the best offenses in the NFL. He's getting receptions. He's scoring touchdowns. I like him a lot. Especially against a struggling Bengals team. And Jordy, if he is out, Montgomery's going to get that much more of the pie and be that productive. He's a number one running back for me this week.
I shockingly like C.J. Anderson against Buffalo. And Buffalo's run defense has been okay, to be honest. But I really think the Denver Broncos are going to use C.J. Anderson until his wheels fall off. So...
I agree.
We've seen it before, and I think it's going to happen again, and then whoever's going to take a spot is exactly going to do that, just take a spot. When's Booker come back, by the way? Or is he a couple more weeks out?
I believe so.
So
I haven't really heard anything
maybe
about
that. I've heard nothing.
Maybe that's what they're waiting for.
I don't even know if he's on their team anymore.
Next up, he's on the team. Oh, okay. Number 11, Carlos Hyde. Number 12, Dalvin Cook. Number 13, Christian McCaffrey. Number 14, Leonard Fournette. Number 15, Marshawn Lynch. We got a... old guy, some rookies, and an old guy.
While Josh is going to go and spew the Christian McCaffrey name all across this podcast, which I agree with, give me Marshawn Lynch. Was quiet last week, as we told you here, the Raiders were going to use last week as a bye week. Primetime on Sunday night, they're going to feed the beast mode. It's going to be raining Skittles in Washington. Marshawn Lynch is going to have a big week.
For me, out of these five guys right here, I'd probably have to go with Carlos Hyde. They're going to have to simplify this offense this week. It's a short week. They're playing on Thursday. They're going to have to rely on Hyde. He's normally good for the first quarter of the season, and then he falls apart, gets injured. It's still early in the year. He's going to hold up and get over 100 yards and possibly find the end zone against the Rams.
That's the only reason I didn't pick Hyde was because it's against a tough Rams D, and it's Thursday night. Thursday night always leads to just terrible performances. Yeah.
You are right. I am going to pick Christian McCaffrey. Reason being, and I've said this on earlier, it was because Greg Olsen is going to be out this game the next couple of months. Is he officially on IR, or is he?
He's on IR.
Yeah. So Greg Olsen, broken foot. They're going to have to throw the ball to somebody. I think we're going to see a lot more Christian McCaffrey out, lined up as a wide receiver in the slot, catching more passes out of the backfield. But I think Christian McCaffrey is going to get used and used a lot in this game with the weak secondary of the Saints.
Josh, are your hands tired?
Nope.
Because I assume your hands would be tired from just stroking Brady and McCaffrey so hard for three straight weeks. Hopefully for your sake, Christian McCaffrey finally has the week you've been saying he will.
Number 16, Tariq Cohen.
Wow.
Suck it, Tim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone has him. Someone smart and has him as low as 27, which is still too high.
And somebody's got him as high as 6.
Yeah, someone's as dumb as you.
Tariq Cohen, 16. 17, Buck Allen. Number 18, Isaiah Crowell. Number 19, Lamar Miller. Number 20, Mike Gillislee.
I like Tariq Cohen at 16. I don't think that's a terrible spot. Josh, what do you have last week? 8 receptions?
Yeah.
And like not
that? 8 points? PBR? Ooh,
9 or 10 targets he had. Yeah, he's not the greatest at running the football. But when you're getting just peppered with targets, like 7 to 10 every week so far, like you're going to be a fantasy asset. And when this dude has a floor right now of like 10, 11 points, That's pretty good, and his ceiling is pretty damn high. They are a bad football team. They're going to be down a lot, and he's going to get ton of work this week, especially against the Steelers. I like Cohen.
He has a floor that he's going to be laying on soon. Tariq Cohen is essentially in hospice, okay? He's sick. He's young, but he's on the precipice of death. He's, especially if Jordan Howard's out, talk about running someone into the ground. They have no other options. They don't have any other playmakers to run the football. If Howard is out, is the worst thing that could happen for Tariq Cohen. I said after his big week one that he was overvalued. He still has some value, not doubting that, but he is not a high-end two running back, in my opinion. Low-end two, at best, more realistically a flex player, in my opinion.
I like Tariq Cohen here.
Yeah, I know you do.
PPR-wise, it just makes sense. So,
and when he's dead after next week, we can have a funeral. I'll bring the
shotgun.
I'm just
saying,
we're not talking about year-long.
Look at Tariq Cohen here.
I said after next week, he's going to be run into the ground this week.
Look at Tariq Cohen and compare him to a Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller is getting drafted. What was he getting drafted? As high as a running back 12 at least, right? Yeah. As running back 1. Tariq Cohen, most likely undrafted, unless if you're me, I'm drafting him.
Like you said, we're not talking draft day value.
I know.
We're not talking long-term value. We're talking this week against a mean Steelers defense on a shitty Soldier Field with no options.
And that is going to play into his advantage.
He's 5'6". He's going to be 5'2" by the time this game's over because his knees are going to freaking fall off.
Tim, you've been saying that for three months.
No, I did not.
The end of April.
No.
You've been making fun of our guy, Tariq Cohen, calling him a midget, saying he's not a real man.
They prefer
he is not
small,
a joystick.
Little person. You can't say the M word.
It's time to get on the bandwagon like Josh and I have.
Next up, number 21, Amir Abdullah. 22, James White. 23, Mark Ingram. Can't believe he's all the way down there. 24, Theo Riddick. And number 25, Chris Thompson.
I was impressed last week with Amir Abdullah and his ability to run against the New York Giants. Right now, the Detroit Lions are willing to commit to the run game. I think they're going to be able to do that against an Atlanta Falcons team. I like Amir Abdullah this week.
Give me Chris Thompson. I like Amir Abdullah as well. I just don't see why Chris Thompson would be below him, in all honesty. I like Chris Thompson big time, especially this week where the Redskins are going to have to do some different things with Jordan Reed potentially out of the game. So give me Chris Thompson.
You love Chris Thompson, but you hate Tariq Cohen. They're pretty much very similar players, but Cohen has a bigger piece of the pie.
Cohen is being relied on to be the only guy, which is why he's going to die.
Whatever. I like James White this week, kind of in part with the Brady prediction that I have. And, again, they got to throw the ball to somebody. Rex Burkhead was lining up as a wide receiver this past week as a slot guy, and then James White catching a lot of the balls out of the backfield. So I think PPR-wise against the Houston Texans, who are hurting, I think it's a very good time to deploy James White this week if you do have him. Next up, last couple of guys, we have Jaquizz Rodgers at 26, Jonathan Stewart at 27, Tevin Coleman 28, Chris Carson number 29, and number 30 we have Darren Sproles. I'm going to throw in Frank Gore, Derrick Henry, and DeMarco Murray right there. That's pretty crazy to be at 31, 32, and 33.
Yeah, what's crazy right now is Derrick Henry is above DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray, not even labeled as a pretty much a flex starter. Yeah. Absolutely insane to see how the mighty have fallen. He might be injured. That could be a part of the rankings right now. He might not even play this week. But it's interesting to see Derrick Henry right there. I like Chris Carson at 29. It's a good spot for him. And Jonathan Stewart, I like where he's at. More in standard leagues than PPR, but I think he's got a good chance to score a touchdown against a vulnerable New Orleans Saints defense.
I like Tevin Coleman this week. I like him catching the ball out of the backfield. Listen, the Falcons are going to have their hands full with this Detroit defense, and there's going to be some check down opportunities to Tevin Coleman. He might get a little bit of run here and there as well. I like Tevin Coleman.
You know who I like this week? Chris Carson. Sorry, Tim. Gotta say it.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to like him. He's getting 20 carries last week, 93 yards.
Do you have three hands?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's got a mouth, though.
I'm just saying, I mean, some experts on here have him as high as all the way at 19. Now, do I agree with that? Probably not. But I do like him this week.
You're actually that expert.
So, whoever had him at 72 is an idiot.
Yeah. Not very smart. But I do like him this week. And to be honest, if they finally decide, or if they do decide, hey, let's just give it to Chris Carson here and see what he can do, by all means, I'd be a happy person. Let's end it right there. Let's talk about some of the guys that didn't make the top 33 on this list, which would fall outside of the running back 2 category / flex area. What guys are you shocked that did not make the list in the top 33?
Honestly, especially after his performance last week, Duke Johnson, I think, had some value there to at least be a flex call. And playing Indy, I was a big fan of what Duke Johnson showed the ability to be versatile. I get that he's done that in the past, and then it just goes back to Isaiah Crowell. So that's probably the thinking there. But I thought Duke Johnson deserved to be in the top 33.
Alvin Kamara deserves to be in the top 33, and this will be the last week that Joe Mixon's outside the top 30 for the rest of the season. He's at 36.
Yeah, that is. I definitely thought with the new offensive coordinator, I definitely thought we would see maybe Mixon's moving up the boards here, but apparently not.
I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
Because obviously you're all about the Mixon life. I'm a fan as well, but not as much as you guys. How upset are you going to be, and what are you going to say his fantasy value is for the rest of the year if with this new offensive coordinator, if they come in and you see a 12 carries for Jeremy Hill, 6 carries for Gio Bernard, and 8 to 9 carries for Joe Mixon. Same old thing.
It's not gonna happen.
We don't know.
It's impossible.
It's not impossible.
Yes, it is.
If it happens, that offensive coordinator should get fired. Marvin Lewis should get fired, and they should bring in Doug Marrone, and then they should just run the frickin' ball.
Okay. Why is it impossible, Tom?
Because Joe Mixon's the best running back. Ray Charles could figure that out, and that motherfucker's blind as shit. I don't even know if he's alive.
No, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead, but he could witness that Joe Mixon's the best running back for this Bengals team. It's blatantly obvious, and I believe it's Laser, Bill Laser. I think his first name's Bill, but Laser's,
Bill Laser?
He's the new offensive coordinator for the Bengals.
Dear God. That's awesome.
He, He used to be under Chip Kelly when Chip Kelly was in Philly.
Oh, that doesn't bode well.
They're going to run the football.
Yeah, they're going to run the football.
Yeah, it sounds like a Chip Kelly guy.
Okay, yeah, no, that's the biggest thing. They have to decide on an offensive weapon, and that has to be Joe Mixon. We've seen runs of Joe Mixon. We see that he has the ability to be the guy. He's got some good cuts when he's running. Just decide on it. That's it.
So his name is Bill Lazor or Bill Lazor, but looking Laser. At him, he looks like a virgin. Look at his face. You tell me that guy's not a virgin. 38-year-old virgin for sure. No doubt about it. Never been laid.
I thought it was AJ McCarron.
He's 45.
45-year-old virgin, even worse. He looks like Steve Carell's character in 40-year-old virgin.
He's from Scranton, PA.
No, he's not. Yeah. Get the hell out of here. Come on, man.
He went to Scranton High School.
Oh, my God. He's okay.
So, with all that being said, I think this week here, Joe Mixon, week number 3, we're going to see him do a little bit better than he has been the last couple of weeks, obviously. But like we have said since day one and since the offseason, since he was drafted, you have to be patient with Joe Mixon. A lot of people are going to freak out. They're going to trade him away for nothing. Peanuts. Alvin Kamara, you know, they're going to trade him away for nothing.
I just got my brother.
Take your time.
I just had my brother trade. He was asking me advice. Mark Ingram for Joe Mixon. I think that's going to pay off extremely well for him.
Yeah.
Like you said, you have to show the patience. You have to show the patience with Joe Mixon in fantasy football that he didn't show with women in college. What?
You so
Why?
Much.
That's something you have to do.
You're such a
couch.
Yeah.
You're such a couch.
Is there anybody else that you think should be up in that that upper area of 24?
Nope.
Well, not up at 24, no, but I think Samaje Perine with Rob Kelly hurt should move up from 40.
I do agree
Absolutely.
With that.
He should be pushing the top 30, in my opinion.
All right, so who are your who's your top running back this week? Who do you have?
Jay.
Lev Bell.
All right, and who is the biggest disappointment out of your top 12?
Interesting. I am going to go with Devonta Freeman against the Detroit Lions.
I'm going to go LeSean McCoy, the bust of a season that we predicted months ago is continuing. They're going to struggle against Denver.
I'm going to go with rookie Dalvin Cook. I think it's no Bradford this week, obviously.
Against your Tampa Bay Bucks.
Against my Tampa Bay Bucks.
Bradford's going to play, bro.
I don't think he's gonna play.
Just like you didn't think OBJ was gonna play.
Are you just saying that to get at Michael Nitro Agent?
No, I'm not. Part of it is, but not the whole thing.
I told Mike to name his kid Nitro.
That's a badass name. American Gladiator style.
That's exactly what I think too.
He should do it. He'd be dumb enough.
Nitro Secret Agent. It's genius.
Moving on to the wide receivers here for PPR in week 3.
Not standard?
No. Oh,
okay.
Number 1 on the list, Antonio Brown. Number 2, Julio Jones. Number 3, AJ Green. Number 4, Mike Evans. Number 5, OBJ.
I'm a little nervous about Antonio Brown. The Bears have a ton of good cornerbacks who are good at locking down opposing wide receivers. That was just a joke. That's the type of knowledge you will get from the couch when he has his weekly show early in the morning. But go ahead and listen to him and then request that we take his time slot and that WBLZ starts paying us millions of dollars. But anyways, Antonio Brown, you got to like him against the Bears. It's a shitty field. But my number one guy out of that group is probably going to be Mr. Julio Jones.
You said Mike Evans?
No. I'm all nervous.
You should
Xavier Rhodes against Mike Evans. That's a good matchup. Big physical corner against a big physical wide receiver. Mike Evans is going to get his own, but that Rhodes is the type of cornerback that can give Mike Evans some issues.
There is Antonio Brown is the only decision. Outside of if you think the field or whatever, everyone else is going to – it has tough matchups this week, in my opinion, except for A.J. Green, who has to go against the vaunted Nitro defense and has a shitty quarterback. Like redheaded Mike. So I don't like anyone's matchup outside of Antonio Brown's. Antonio Brown, clear cut winner. Why are you laughing?
I just you called Mike a redhead.
Redhead? No, not at all. I hate
I don't either.
I hate it. Especially against Philly.
Some people have him as high as number two. Me personally, definitely not. I would like to move him down a couple notches there. But yeah, I do agree with you guys. Antonio Brown, I feel like, does have to be the number one. Playing the Chicago Bears, shitty field. DBs cannot cover anything whatsoever. So,
but to be fair, I mean, Julio struggled playing at Soldier Field, so who knows?
He did. Yeah. So we'll see. But I just think on paper, you look at it, Antonio Brown should be the correct pick here.
Faux show.
Number six, Michael Thomas. Number seven, Keenan Allen. Number eight, Michael Crabtree. Number nine, Brandon Cooks. Number 10, DeAndre Hopkins. The one thing I'm just happy with, three of those guys are in the top seven of these rankings that I own in our fantasy league.
Oh, here we go. All about Josh.
Just saying.
Anything else you want to talk about? Want to talk about?
You have two in the top five. That's good.
Did I mention it? No, because I'm not a conceited prick like you.
I like Michael Thomas this week. Carolina's been good at shutting down the pass. But this Carolina doesn't have an elite cornerback. Michael Thomas is going to find ways to get open, and New Orleans is going to get theirs in this game. They're probably going to throw close to 300 yards like they do every game, and I think this is Michael Thomas's. It's his week to show that he deserved to be picked late in the first round, early in the second round. This is his coming out party of the 2017 season.
It is a coming out party, but it's for his former teammate. Brandon, don't worry, ladies. He cooks is going to blow up against the Houston Texans. Going to be fantastic. I love Brandon Cooks this week.
I like Keenan Allen a lot this week. And going up against Kansas City, I feel like PPR-wise, Keenan Allen is a very, very, very safe play after last week, 9 catches on 10 targets and 100 yards receiving.
I'm a big DeAndre Hopkins fan as well as this week. How I could see this game going against New England.
True.
That New England gets up on them, and that Houston is forced to pass the football. Last week, when Houston was forced to pass the football, what did Watson do? He threw it to Hopkins just over and over and over again. As long as Bill Belichick isn't putting three guys on Hopkins, I think Hopkins is going to get his, especially in PPR leagues. I can expect him to get 7 to 10 receptions in this game.
Next up, number 11, Amari Cooper. Number 12, Demaryius Thomas. Number 13, Dez Bryant. Number 14, Golden Tate. And number 15, Davante Adams.
Amari Cooper against the Washington Redskins. It just makes too much sense. He should be at 11. I think he's going to push to break the top 10. I see him having a big day as long as Michael effing Crabtree can stay out of his way. I like the Raiders, and I like Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I feel like every other week, Crabtree's ahead of Cooper, then Cooper's ahead of Crabtree. Whoever has the better week, it'll be interesting to see who Josh Norman's covering in this game. I know he's a little banged up, but if he's locked on Cooper, then I expect Crabtree to have a better game and vice versa. Not a big fan of Dez this week. Dez Bryant against Arizona this week. Patrick Peterson will probably be locked up on him. I like Davante Adams. I'm a little worried about Jordy Nelson playing this week. We saw last week Davante Adams getting a lot of targets, close to 100 yards. I think 7 or 8 receptions and a touchdown. Expect good things from him if Jordy Nelson is out this week.
Yeah, I don't see Jordy playing this week. And with that, I think it's going to be a big advantage for Davante Adams owners. I think you're going to be very, very happy. I think that he's going to get a good share of the balls thrown his way. So Davante Adams for me. Number 16, Tyreek Hill. Number 17, Larry Fitzgerald. Number 18, Doug Baldwin. 19, Kelvin Benjamin. 20, Alshon Jeffrey.
I kind of hate all these guys.
I'd rather have Jarvis Landry at 21 above all them. That's just me.
I agree with that. Doug Baldwin, obviously, if Seattle could figure out a way to protect Russell Wilson, give him some time, I think he'd be rightfully so in the top 12. That's the type of player Doug Baldwin has been with Russell Wilson. But I just don't know if he's going to be able to do that. But out of those five, I'd have to pick Doug Baldwin. Tennessee has given up a decent amount of passing yards this year.
Let me ask you guys this. Seattle's offensive line, when they go into passing mode, do they just lay on the ground? They just fall backwards?
Sometimes.
There's multiple plays we saw that.
What the hell is going on? Tim, were you not showing Tom a video of the Seattle offensive line before the show started?
I was, where literally all five offensive linemen were laying on the ground at the same time.
I don't get it. This team offensively 2 years ago was pretty decent. Russell was a very good quarterback then, and it's just, I still think he's a very good quarterback, but this offensive line, and this goes back to the draft. You do not address the offensive line in the draft.
Try telling them, Josh.
You expect to freaking...
Try telling them.
I just don't get it.
Preach! Pretty sure we told the Giants, we told the Seahawks, and the Bengals, hey, you guys need to address the offensive line. You need to pick offensive linemen in the first round, and if you don't, you're going to suck, and that's what's happening.
And you know what happened? They said, there are not offensive linemen worth a first-round pick. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You make them worth a first-round pick because you have nobody else on your team that can freaking block.
Or you trade Brett back and acquire a ton of later-round picks.
Or that.
No, nevertheless,
they're
garbage. I want to answer your question, and I'm surprised neither of you are hopping on my favorite chubby bunny, Kelvin Benjamin, against the New Orleans Saints. I like him this week.
I think he's
far and above the best option there.
You know who's better than Kelvin Benjamin? Devin Funchess.
Okay.
He's my dude.
All right.
I'm going to go on down on the list here. Number 21, Jarvis Landry, 22. Jordy Nelson, 23. Stephon Diggs, 24. Devonta Parker, 25. Terrell Pryor.
I like that group. I like Pryor. I also like Parker a lot this week. But I think Pryor, he's kind of been a disappointment so far with Washington. I'm expecting big things from Kirk Cousins. I think Pryor is going to find the end zone this week.
Stephon Diggs against Tampa Bay. He's going to have a couple of big plays that make him fantasy relevant and make him a solid wide receiver too.
Tim, if Sam Bradford is out, do you still feel that way?
I have told you that Sam Bradford is playing. I've said this over and over. Guys, he's playing. I told you last week OBJ was going to play. There's no ifs. If I were to wear a condom, I wouldn't have two kids. But you know what? I didn't do that, so I have two children.
For the fantasy listeners out there, they're asking us, if Stephon Diggs is playing without a healthy Sam Bradford, should I still start him? What are your thoughts on that, Tim? That's what I'm trying to ask you. That's what we're getting tons of emails about, tons of Twitter questions about. What are your thoughts on that?
If it comes to Sunday and the unthinkable happens and Sam Bradford gets stuck in traffic, then I would start Devontae Parker.
No. I don't know. I just...
You what? What? You Johnny Bravo-looking motherfucker. What?
Why you gotta... Come on, it's just my hair, that's all.
What? You were just staring at me?
Yeah, I don't... Give
me the crazy eyes.
I just can't see how you were defending Diggs to begin with. I just don't see it.
I'm not defending him. I'm telling you.
I like Diggs.
Yeah. If he plays with Bradford, which he's going to, against Tampa Bay, he's got the... He only needs two plays. Two plays, and he's a wide receiver two on the team.
Tim, will you bet your hand?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not very confident.
Let's go ahead and move on from that list. I like Terrell Pryor this week a lot as well, especially if Jordan Reed is all banged up, plus the running game. Who knows what's going to happen with that?
You guys all in agreement Jordy Nelson doesn't play this week?
I don't think he does.
He does not play, no. It's a bye week.
I think he's sitting this week. Next up, Emmanuel Sanders at 26, Martavis Bryant at 27, 28, Pierre Garçon 29, Ty Hilton 30, white guy from Vikings, Adam Thielen.
T.Y. is going to find the end zone this week.
I hope so. I got him in a league. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, at best right now, he's been a wide receiver three. It has not been good for T.Y. Hilton. Hopefully him and Jacoby can get on the same page, and T.Y. can put up some points for the few owners that are still, for some reason, starting him like myself.
And myself. Martavis Bryant. At Chicago, two tutties.
Interesting.
Bears suck. Not much interesting about it.
All right.
Dog shit.
I just think it's weird that you say Martavis Bryant, two tutties, and then you also have Antonio Brown as your number one wide receiver.
Yeah, he's also going to get two tutties.
All right.
The Bears are bad.
Like, I really hope that happens. There's not much I enjoy more in this life than seeing the Bears just get demolished. And
well, it's a good time for you to be alive then, because
it's a good time. So I'm hoping Marty B tears it up for the Steelers this week.
Is there anybody outside the top 30 that you would consider moving into your top 30?
How about J.J. Nelson, guys? Look, no one's giving this guy respect, but all he continues to do is score touchdowns and be a wide receiver one or two for most teams. Since week 13 of the last season, he's been a number one wide receiver, and he's going to continue to outproduce Larry Fitzgerald. Bold prediction.
I'm going to go with a rookie, Cooper Kupp. He didn't have as big of a week two that he did in week one, but he seems to be one of Jared Goff's favorite targets, and I feel like if he gets even half of the balls, you know, thrown his way, he's going to be a top 30 wide receiver.
Is there who scores the most points? You said you have Antonio Brown. Yeah. Who scores the least out of, let's say, the top 15 wide receivers?
I'm going to go with, let's see here. I'm going to go with A.J. Green.
The least?
The least, yep. I really dislike...
A bad week. You think, like 5 points, 6 points?
Yeah, I think he stays under 75 yards and he doesn't get a touchdown. I mean, that's a terrible week for a number one. Listen, they have him at number three right here, overall, of all the wide receivers. 75 yards and no tutty. Ain't going to cut it.
Brandon Cooks puts up wide receiver one, number one overall wide receiver numbers this week for Brandon Cooks.
That's what I said.
All right, you guys want to move on to...
Who's your worst, bro?
Oh.
My worst, OBJ. Yeah. 27 yards.
Wow. That would be a slap in the dick for you.
I'm benching OBJ again this week.
Wow.
Yeah, I have him in another league,
I thought the time
too.
That he spent on the field, he looked good. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's okay.
But it's just their whole offense as a whole. He kind of showed that he's probably not going to be playing 100% of the snaps or anywhere near that. If he got over 50% of the snaps, I would be shocked.
That's what I think this week he's over 50, between 50 and 75.
Let's move on to tight ends for PPR, and then after that, I want to quickly hit up some stuff that are... Our intern Justin Stats has thrown at us, so
Justin
we got some good stats to throw at you guys. I don't know if you guys have read them yet, but if not, don't look at them because some interesting stuff. Number one for tight ends, Rob Gronkowski. Number two, my boy Zach Ertz. Number three, Travis Kelce. Number four, Jordan Reed. Number five, Martellus Bennett. I think that is a joke.
I don't like anyone. I only like two of those top five. Gronk makes me nervous. He's already out there looking like a fucking Power Ranger with all the goddamn gear he has to wear. And he got... He is. You see him? He's got a fucking arm plate on. He looks like a Giancarlo Stanton up at the box. Jesus Christ, man. Plus, he got messed up last week. So, I don't even know how healthy he is.
Walking out in a full body.
He is, man. I mean, you know how when you used to mess with your little brother and they'd be like wrapped in like bubble wrap and shit and have a helmet on, and then you throw him down the stairs? That's what Gronk is fucking in right now. I like Zach Ertz, Josh, your guy, the most by far against the Giants who are struggling. He's a PPR machine. I love Kelce as well. Reed can eat it. Bennett's going to be whatever Bennett is, but hasn't really overachieved yet in Green Bay. So give me Zach Ertz.
Yeah, you have to be all aboard that Zach Ertz train right now. Last few seasons, we've seen him dominate in the last quarter of the season and not really do much in the beginning of the season. And now he's producing in the beginning of the season. This man is healthy, and we saw what Eric Ebron did to the Giants defense last week. He put up top six tight end numbers, and Zach Ertz is a much better player. Expect big things from Zach Ertz this week against the New York football Giants.
How many catches do you guys have Zach Ertz at? I have at least 7 catches.
I was actually going to say 7.
He will have 8.5 catches.
8.5. That's good. Was one going to bounce off a defender and that counts as half?
You never know.
Fucking dicktard.
Number 6, we have Delanie Walker. We have 7, Kyle Rudolph. Number 8, Jason Witten. Number 9, Eric Ebron. Number 10, Tim's boy, Jack Doyle.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for me to say Jack Doyle because I am high on him this week, which is why I'm picking him up. But I like Kyle Rudolph. I like what he showed in the loss last week. Slowly come on strong. I have him, Kyle Rudolph, being a top 5 tight end this week.
Give me Jack Doyle. We saw him last week. Jacoby Brissett trusts him. close to 80 yards. He's going to put up good numbers this week, and he'll find the end zone as well against Cleveland. The Colts are going to stomp out the pesky Browns.
And I think you guys are going to be very upset with this group of five. Jimmy Graham at number 11. Whew. Number 12, Hunter Henry. Kobe Fleener at 13. Number 14, Jared Cook. Number 15, Tyler Eifert.
I like Hunter Henry a lot this week. Kobe Fleener as well. Fleener is being targeted a lot inside the red zone. And that's all you can really ask from a lot of tight ends right now. Tight end, it's an ugly position. And Fleener playing in a highly productive, highly explosive offense in New Orleans. You got to like him there.
Hunter Henry is now allowed to play football now that Antonio Gates has reached his milestone. He took off his shoes, gave him a Hunter Henry, and Hunter Henry's on the field now. Give me Double H to be in the top 10.
I want to give one shout-out here to number 17, Evan Engram. Some pros or some experts have him ranked as high as number 5.
He's a wide receiver, and you get to start him at a tight end.
Yeah.
You got to love that. Yeah. He's able to be moved around all over the Giants' offense. He's kind of been their only bright spot so far. Led the team in targets on Monday night. I like Evan Engram. I'm going to be starting him this week.
Josh grew another extra hand to jack himself off because he's so excited that he's been fucking talking up Evan Engram.
I've been talking up a lot of guys, and they've been hitting.
I'm sure you have, you big homo.
And they've been hitting. Let's go ahead. Let's talk about this real quick. Jimmy Graham at number 11. If you have Jimmy Graham, I know we have Jimmy Graham, and I think it's in our Pro-Am League, one of the leagues.
Yep.
And it's been a very big disappointment with Jimmy Graham. What are you guys thinking at this point in time?
Wait, hey, did we just beat Matt Harmon's ass?
We did.
Oh, yeah. He gets paid by the NFL Network, yeah. Right? Huh.
Yeah, we beat him.
Interesting.
Beat him. Beat him like he's friggin' Joe Mixon's girlfriend. Just beat the living piss out of him. It wasn't even close. Didn't we win by like 30-plus points?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah,
I'm going to say we did.
It was close to that.
It was fantastic. It was great. To answer your question, listen, Jimmy Graham owners, you should be just as concerned as Tyler Eifert owners, in my opinion. Bad offense, injury issues. I don't know what else to say.
You know, how Jimmy Graham is playing right now, this is what I kind of expected him to play like last year, coming off a brutal injury. And supposedly he's supposed to be healthy, and nothing is going right for Seattle. I'd be worried about him. I would much rather be starting a Hunter Henry, a Kobe Fleener, even a Charles Clay or Evan Engram over Jimmy Graham this week.
All right, you guys ready for some fun stats?
No.
Yes. All right, well, you're going to get it regardless.
All right.
So far, things have been looking as normal, such as we have expected. Number one on the list for passing yards, Tom Brady at 714 yards. Number two, Aaron Rodgers at 654 yards. Number three, Drew Brees at 647. Then, who do we have at number four and five?
Alex Smith?
Yeah, he's up there.
Carson Wentz
is
at number four. And Alex Smith is at number
thanks
five.
Thanks for giving me a second to guess the other one.
I was going to say Pip Rivers and Alex Smith, yeah. But...
so, pretty crazy to think about that. Those guys are at 4 and 5. Who has the most passing TDs right now?
Trevor Siemian.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
I think he's got 7.
Matthew Stafford.
Both are tied, yeah. Oh.
7?
Yeah.
Nice, look at us. Yeah.
Who's
you,
next
Josh?
After that?
Never mind.
Tom Brady.
No,
probably Alex Smith. I think he's got 6.
Yeah, it's Alex Smith. Yeah.
6?
Yeah.
God.
Crazy. Crazy to think of.
It's ugly. This or going over this right now, it kind of just shows you how crazy fantasy football can be. Because no one in their right mind drafted Alex Smith or Trevor Siemian normal league.
Alex Smith is only being played in like 31% of leagues right
Yeah.
now.
Would you consider, like, I know we talked about it before, but if you had, let's just say, a Russell Wilson, are you picking up an Alex Smith and just...
yeah.
Rolling with him from here on out.
For sure. Well, not here on out, but if it's a bad matchup for Russell Wilson with how bad that team's been, for sure.
Yeah, I'm a Russell Wilson owner. I will be benching him for a few weeks now until that offense looks like it's clicking more. But right now, it's ugly. It's hard to start someone in that offense. Same with, as an Eli Manning owner. Someone along those lines, I wouldn't be starting him at all.
No?
No.
Interesting. All right. Carson Wentz had 640 yards, which is only 7 behind Drew Brees. I think that's pretty crazy to think. Alex Smith was at 619. The top 5 rushing leaders currently right now. Any thoughts?
Kareem Hunt's obviously.
There's a lot of rookies in there. Kareem Hunt is there.
Probably Fournette.
Fournette's in there, and then Dalvin Cook's in there as well, I think.
Who are the other two?
Ugh.
But they are all in there.
Yeah.
Those three.
I think there might even be one more rookie that I'm missing.
What about Gurley?
Gurley is not.
Not in there?
No.
I have no idea.
C.J. Anderson is number 2. C.J. Anderson, number 2 on the list. Kareem Hunt at 229. C.J. Anderson, 199. Dalvin Cook, 191. Number 4, Carlos Hyde, 169. Leonard Fournette, 140. What about receiving yards? And you can group this with wide receivers and tight ends.
Receiving yards.
I don't even know where to start. I don't know.
Antonio Brown, 244.
Okay. Makes sense after his big first week.
Adam Thielen, 201.
Wow.
Zach Ertz, 190, number 3.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? Number 4, Tyreek Hill, 176. And Julio Jones, 174.
I guess it would have been safe to go Julio and Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Makes sense, though. The Thielen's kind of crazy, but he had a big week 1, 150 yards. So it makes sense that he's up there as well.
What about total receptions?
A lot of tight ends have to be up there. Zach Ertz is probably up there. I think he's had 2 games over 7 receptions, so he has to be up there. Antonio Brown's probably up there as well. He had a 10-plus reception game, but it'd be hard to pick the top 5.
Michael Crabtree, maybe, up there?
Actually, I don't...
Keenan Allen has to be up there.
Keenan Allen's probably close. So, number 1 is going to be Jason Witten. Number 2, Antonio Brown. Actually tied with Antonio Brown is Tariq Cohen. Isn't that crazy to think of?
Absolutely nuts.
And then you have Randall Cobb. And then tied for 5th. At 14 is Golden Tate, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Adam Thielen, and then Zach Ertz and Travis Kelce are right behind it with 13.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
It's you look at those numbers and it's just, you rag on Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, he's bad.
But it's just, it's crazy to think of. Who has the most targets so far this year?
Cooper Kupp's up there, I know that. Keenan Allen's 100% up there. Keenan Allen has a lot of targets.
Tom, you want to take a guess?
DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins is number 1 on the list with 29 targets. Nice. Number 2 on the list, Dez Bryant.
Really?
25 targets, only 9 receptions. Number 3 on the list, Jason Witten. 22 targets, caught 17 of them. Antonio Brown is tied with 22 as well. Then it's Randall Cobb, and then Tariq Cohen. And then it's Jeffrey, Keenan Allen, Larry Fitzgerald, A.J. Green.
It's kind of nuts that there's 2 Cowboys on the top 5 target list.
Where is Zeke playing?
Yeah, it's what we were expecting that team to be and kind of what that team was last year. It's pretty shocking in my eyes.
So we do have 3 rookies, you know, coming out of the gate, playing real well, rushing the ball. Is that just kind of a product of the offense in general, or is that perfect game plan situation for those guys?
I think Fournette is a product of the offense.
Yep.
I think Cook and Hunt are just that good.
Will these guys continue their success that they have had so early in this season?
I think Cook is going to find some struggles along the way, as is Hunt. I think Fournette's only going to get better.
I think Mixon, the last half of the season, will be the best rookie running back.
With Tariq Cohen, with as many receptions as he's had, and with as many targets as he had, is it just because the weapons in Chicago are so bad?
Yep.
Yes.
100%.
Or is he just that versatile?
Nope.
Just they have nothing else. What else do they realistically have right now? If they had legit number 1, number 2 wide receivers, a good receiving tight end, a good running back who could stay healthy, unlike Jordan Howard, you know, he would not be getting used like this. Look how good Darren Sproles has been throughout his career. If Tariq Cohen could do anything like Darren Sproles, he will be lucky. I don't think he's even close to being the type of player that Sproles is. 100% is just how the chips have fallen for him.
And I apologize, the passing touchdowns for the quarterback, Stafford and Simeon, are both at 6. Alex Smith is at 5. Derek Carr is at 5. Phillip Rivers is at 4. So I'm sorry I said that was 7 instead of 6. So
you should be sorry. You should be embarrassed.
Apologize.
So that's all the crazy stats that Justin Stats has given us. So I think those are some pretty good, interesting numbers for some of those guys. What are your guys' thoughts? Zach Ertz, I just think that I predicted that he's going to have a huge season, and so far it's looking pretty good, and I'm really hoping it's going to come through for the rest of the season. I hope he stays healthy. Anybody else that you guys have a prediction for the rest of the season think is going to really turn it on?
I think after week 4 is when you're going to see OBJ come alive, my opinion.
After week 4?
After week 4.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think he's 100%. I think it's blatantly obvious that he's not.
Yep.
Tim, do you know the percentage of snaps he played last week?
It was like 25 or 30, something like that.
Yeah, so it wasn't really anywhere close. Normally, he'll probably be in the high 90s. So once he gets to that level, I think the Giants' offense will be helped out a lot. But, yeah.
I have a quick story for you, real quick.
Hurry.
Former Bears cornerback Charles Tillman is training to join the FBI. Mr. Punch Punch Fumble Fumble himself. He's going to be an FBI agent. Pretty cool.
Well, hopefully he's got to do it pretty quick because I believe the cutoff for FBI is 37 years old.
He'll do it.
And he's 37 in February. So good luck to Peanut for that one.
He's got time.
Anything else, guys?
Nope.
Nope.
All right, cool. Hope you guys enjoyed. Again, we are Pony Keg Sports. You guys can always follow us on Twitter at Pony Keg Sports, at Pony Keg Tom, at Pony Keg Tim. Email us ponykegsports@gmail.com. Also, again, get yourselves entered in to the Le'Veon Bell autographed jersey giveaway. Send us your fantasy football questions. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on our website, Facebook, all that stuff. All you guys got to do is send us the questions, and we'll enter you in. And
I saw someone on submitted a question asking about white guys on white guy on Vikings.
Yeah, you like that?
I was a big fan of that.
So that's all we have for you guys. Hope you guys enjoy, and see you next time.